Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Serving up today, baby.
Okay, well, Lil Nas X and Kim Kardashian upstaged by dogs and zippers. And later, Andrew Foyn talks to Angelina Jolie, Salma Hayek, and the cast of the new Marvel movie, The Eternals.
Now, Chewy and Sherry are out today, but we got entertainment journalist and TV host Tanner Thomason.
Thank you so much, Tanner.
And from Fox O's Cocktail with Queens, my sister, the actress, the entrepreneur, the philanthropist, the on and on and on, my sister Lisa Ray McCall.
Lisa Ray!
Let's get this thing started, y'all. So, Tanner, what you got up first?
Oh, my gosh, Brad. This story blows my mind. Okay, so we're talking about Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner, and Jennifer Lopez, right? Ben Affleck has two Jens in his life, his current lady, J-Lo, and his ex-wife, Jennifer Garner. Well, the two worlds collided for Halloween, but this wasn't spooky. Reportedly, Ben's three kids with Jennifer Garner and J-Lo's twins are all friends, and they wanted to trick-or-treat together, like the whole gang, all right? Now, since the adults, they all get along, so it was all treats and no tricks. But Lisa Ray, this is what I'm curious about. Is like the blended family is like a new thing. Everyone's obviously in favor of it. Is Halloween like the perfect opportunity to try to blend your family?
I think so, because you know you can hide your anger and your messed up faces behind your mask and costume.
Right.
When's the right time to connect the families? I mean, when they know that you're spending the night out and this guy is coming to the house, the kids deserve to know, who is this? And is this the person that we've been knowing for a long time? Oh, we'll have him come on in.
Well, they dead and need to marry his and stop parading her around. Marry her.
It's just been months.
Give them some time. We got to get Bennifer back in action. It takes a minute. The thing I love about this, though, is like, you know, the kids, man, celebrities' kids, they don't give an about anything. And so it's like they're out here trick-or-treating with J-Lo. They probably don't even care.
But I do know what you mean, Gary. I know what you're saying.
If the kids love them, you can't just snatch them out of their lives. Don't agree with him, Punk.
But I think what Gary is saying, though, is that, you know, we had this big blow up with A-Rod, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden we see her back with Ben Affleck, and it's like, and then the kids is together. So it's like, what was the time frame in between you saying, oh, we're leaving these kids and going to these kids? So I kind of
understand.
It don't matter.
I mean, I think sometimes so much time goes by from the time we start seeing people and put them together in a relationship than when the relationship actually started.
Exactly.
So maybe they had a full weekend start on us.
Yeah.
We know nothing about.
But still.
Thank you.
Well, all right, we're moving on.
Whatever.
Everybody loves Tiger King. So, of course, Netflix is releasing a second season. But one person who's not excited about it is that chick, Carole Baskin. Now, she is suing Netflix and the production company, demanding that they remove footage of her and her husband, Howard Baskin. Now, according to the lawsuit, their contract said that they could only be shown in the original series, not any sequels. They said they will suffer irreparable injury by being featured on the new show of the season.
Where is her husband? Did she feed him to the alligators, or did she throw him in the meat grinder and feed him to the
She gave him to the lions.
Oh,
nobody knows.
You gotta say that's alleged. It's all alleged. Nobody knows for sure what happened to her former husband.
I can't wait till it comes back, because it was great entertainment.
Y'all, that was all in Oklahoma. That's my home state. My brother-in-law, Joe Exotic, came to his school when he was a kid and showed him a little tiger. I'm not even making that up.
At least it was a little tiger, not a little something else.
Okay.
All right, y'all. It's time for
What's the Fashion?
Yes, baby. And last night, honey, was the WSJ Innovator Awards, honey. And Lil Nas X, y'all, had a fashion moment. Now, he arrived, y'all, with a dog on his arm, and I'm not talking about a man, but baby, honey, he had a purse, honey, in the shape of a dog. Now, Miss Granddog, honey. Now, you love dogs, honey. Now, would you carry a bag like this?
Absolutely. A bag, a backpack, sweatshirt, t-shirts with dogs on them. Yes, absolutely. I'm living for this purse, honey.
As many dogs as you got, Brad, if you bought this purse, that purse getting humped. I would bring that purse around your dogs.
My dogs will definitely hump that purse, honey.
Lil Nas is always on the cutting edge. He's on the cutting edge of everything. So I bet we're going to see like dog purses and like all kinds of other little animal purses in the next 6 months for sure.
I think he's really coming into himself.
But speaking of coming to themselves, girl, Punk, I love your hair, girl. It is so cute.
I was inspired by someone called the Brett. I'm spoiled, but she Brett, you know?
Ooh! Oh. I love it. I love it, girl. I love it. Thank you.
So Lil Nas X had a moment at the awards, but Kim Kardashian had a more of a mishap. She was wearing a leather dress that zipped up from the bottom, and when she got up to accept her award, it was showing more than she planned.
Ooh!
Fortunately, a friend fixed her zipper. And when she got up to the podium, Brett, you want to go ahead and read what she said?
Yeah, I got you. Sure, I got it. Okay. I just had a little fashion emergency. Thank God I had Skims under because this would have been a different kind of show tonight.
Wow. That's a killer. That's a killer Kim Kardashian right there.
Lisa Ray, have you ever had a wardrobe malfunction that showed more than you intended, darling? And I know if you did, played it off, honey.
Right, you know what I mean? I had a breast come out, but hey, y'all seen those on Players Club, so, you know, nothing.
Why do you wear white so much, Punk? Please let everybody know.
Because I'm not a virgin, I might be an angel.
Oh!
All right.
That's a tough explanation.
I don't have no ta-da answer for that. I just feel fresh and clean and present and vibrant, and I think that's what white represents, you know? Pure. I'm pure somewhere.
Well, all right, Miss Lisa Ray, honey, girl. I hear you, honey, have a new movie coming out this month called For the Love of Money. And then they say you're playing someone's mama, girl. Let's take a look.
Whatever you have going on, you need to stop it.
All right, Lisa Ray, so tell us about your role in this movie and what we can expect to see.
I am a book busy and blessed for sure. This is a different role for me. Not only am I playing someone's mother, but I'm playing someone's grandmother. And the character is like great. Oh. She's sick. She had a heart failure. So I'm working through some things. And so it's very different type of role for me. So that's why I kind of got on top of it. It's with Cat Williams, Jason Mitchell, Carrie Hilson is in it. And it's going to be funny.
Y'all even got my man DC Young Fly in there too. That's kind of dope.
Oh, DC Young Fly. He gonna kill me, DC Young Fly, because he is hilarious. Yeah.
Lisa Ray, I almost didn't recognize you in that gray wig. How did it feel to put that on for the first time?
I felt like in character, you know what I mean? And that helps you get in the character because I didn't look like myself. And then they put the dark circles under my eyes. I said, honey, and I had no makeup on.
Lisa Ray, they should have let you wear the hairstyle that you're wearing today in the movie. I mean, that's how mamas look and grandmothers look. So they could have let you wear that.
This is how my sister looked. You know what I mean? I had to channel her just a little bit of something. So I am kind of in character, but I've done this before. But, you know, you and I, Gary, we're going to do something real big for Halloween next year.
Punk, Gary always try to throw shade. Gary always try to throw shade.
Well, Lisa Ray, this movie looks good, honey. And hopefully one day, girl, I could get my first role, honey, in a movie like Diamond, honey, in Players Club. So I think the movie is great. And congratulations to you, honey. Don't pay no attention to that girl, honey. You call your sister Brat.
Gary's a hater, Punk. He's a hater all the time. You got to watch his little slick comments because he'll get you.
Oh.
Up next. Andy Cohen is going international with The Real Housewives. We're going to explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
We're back. Hey. Well, all the housewives of every single franchise, baby, they better take note, honey, because Andy Cohen is bringing some real, honey, y'all heard what I said, bitch, some real rich housewives, baby, to a living room near you with his new franchise, Housewives of Dubai. Now, they're going to be serving, honey.
Nice.
Yes, baby, Brad. They're going to be serving you chic realness, honey, from the world's richest desert oasis.
Hey, Gary, that's no kidding. Real chicness for real. Now, we're not really sure who's going to be a part of the cast yet, but we can tell you who's not. Lindsay Lohan. All right, so she lives in Dubai, but she's not going to make an appearance on the show. And the word in the Sahara, because that's where the new goss is coming from, is that she hasn't even been approached about it.
I'm here for their fabulousness, their richness, and mostly how their religion is, because it would let us inside of how and why they live the way that they do.
Yeah,
I'm anxious to see the fashion and the decor and how they make their money. And are they going to make the other Housewives franchises look poor?
Yeah, but I mean...
Probably. I mean, they might.
But what you said though, Brand, fashion, money, and decor, I mean, Lisa Ray, I can see you living there. I mean, you have an island, honey, so where was that place where you the first lady at?
Turks and Caicos. Yeah, I'm here for the fabulousness.
So you familiar with that?
I'm very familiar. I can have that. I can have... You know what? You know what? Let me get out of here. I'll be back.
Okay.
Girl, bye. All right, y'all. Hailey Bieber says she is going to stand by her man. Girl, bye, Dubai. Hailey Bieber says she is going to stand by her man. During a recent interview, Hailey says she was ready to run, baby, in the beginning of her marriage to Justin Bieber because of his mental health battle. Oh. But she chose to stick it out and have her man's back. Y'all listen to this.
I think I called my mom a lot through that process one particular time when we were in Brooklyn, and I was calling her. I was like crying, and I was like, I just can't do it. Like, there is no way that I'm going to be able to do this if it's going to be like this forever. And I just remember she was so calm on the phone, and she was like, it's going to pass, and you're going to be fine, and he's going to be healthy, and we're here for you. And I do feel like we just had a lot of support.
See, this is why, honey, people run from marriages, y'all. That is a lot, honey. When you get married, they should tell you, honey, today, honey, you got to pet the dog, or you got to purr the cat. They don't tell you that when you get married, honey. But when you have
purr
all these dogs...
they know that in the dating process already.
Some of this stuff should be common sense.
Gary, when's the last time you purred a cat?
Baby, when I was a child, I didn't know no better.
You just purr.
You ain't never purred no cat, bitch.
Did the cat scratch you?
Purr.
Okay. All right, coming up, Andrew Freud sits down with heavy hitters Angelina Jolie, Selma Hayek, and the cast of Marvel's Eternals. But first, Headcrack and Gary have a fresh offer you're going to love.
All right, Gary, the holidays can't be hectic, but HelloFresh helps keep things simple with recipes and ingredients to cut out grocery shopping and limit meal prep time so you can spend more of the festive season with friends and family.
HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, and gourmet options, providing plenty of variety.
As fall transitions to winter, there's nothing better than cozying up with a comforting home-cooked meal. Recipes like chicken ramen and shoyu-style broth and turkey ragu gnocchi make it a no-brainer to skip on paying for takeout.
HelloFresh isn't just for meals, honey. Their marketplace features a variety of add-ons for breakfast, desserts, and seasonal snacks like Pillsbury pumpkin cookie dough.
Me too, Gary. And HelloFresh makes the holidays easier. Your weekly delivery is made to help you cut back on meal prep and clean up, and their limited edition holiday boxes deliver everything you need to cook up a family feast. No planning necessary. My family and I love the sweet chili bowls. It's simple and delicious, and it's easy to make. So I'll invite you over for dinner one day, Gary.
Oh, yes, honey, please do. And also tell these people, honey, where to go. I need to go see if my HelloFresh box is here.
Now, that's that hangry talking right there. Go to HelloFresh.com/Dish14 and use the code Dish14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/Dish14 for America's number one meal kit.
Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am so excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Angelina Jolie, Salma Hayek, and the cast of Eternals coming to theaters on November the 5th. Angelina, I was at the premiere the other night and I saw you there with your kids. And I'm just curious, what do they think about seeing mom kick ass and take names on that big screen in this film?
They love the toaster scene in the end. And they said that was the most like me, because I'm terrible in the kitchen. To be honest, I think what maybe meant the most to them was seeing Gilgamesh's character take care of me.
Don, do you still feel protective over Angelina? Is there still part of you that wants to protect her in some ways?
Yeah, of course. You know, we became eternal friends, so I will. And Gilgamesh cooked for her, too, so...
John, relationship, really.
I mean, well, you can barely make toast. So, I mean, I guess this. Richard, talk to me about the scenes when you're shooting the things out of your eyes. Like, what are you giving like a blue steel when the camera? Like, what are you squinting? Like, what are you doing?
What I'm doing is before every take, turning to Gemma and saying, "Does this look dumb? Do I look stupid? Should I do like this? Do I need to do more? Should I do less? Should I have big eyes or should I be squint?" That was my conversations all the time, and just having Gemma tweak it so that it didn't look too dumb, and then trusting on the wonderful VFX team to make me look cool.
Gemma, are you a good acting coach? Should actors, then, are you for hire now these days?
just for laser beam eyes, yeah. That's
if there was a fight between the Eternals and the Avengers, who would win and why? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I gotta stick with my teen, of course. I mean, of course, the Eternals, right?
I feel as a human, the Avengers would. I've got to give it at the moment to the Avengers.
Okay. You know, in the promos and the trailer, there's this scene of you guys, and you're, you know, in your outfits. And the hair is blowing. And so what I want to know is there like a Beyonce type industrial fan just blowing at you guys?
There is a giant fan. You're exactly right. And you know, it looks like we're standing at the edge of a cliff. We actually are standing at the edge of a cliff. And it's actually a very tough shoot. It looks so cool, but your sand is blowing in your face. It was honestly one of the hardest like days of shooting, just standing there looking cool.
And Lauren, how is it for you?
Yeah, well, I'm going to even chime in also, because it was one of the most exciting moments also, because that scene was the first time that all of us saw each other in our superhero costumes. So before we started shooting, we're like, oh my God, looking at each other like, wait, yours is amazing. And everybody, and then they were like, close your eyes because of the sand, then action.
Now, I can't talk to you without asking about that owl, because you have the most famous owl now in the world. I want to know, how is the owl doing? Where is the owl? And does the owl have superpowers?
For some reason, my owl has the superpower to identify really excellent wine. Because I've been around with wine, he doesn't drink it. But there is one type of wine that it's one of the top in the world, maybe the best wine in the world. If you take a glass with that wine, he'll dig his head in it.
You know what?
She can identify. That's her superpower.
She's a sommelier owl. Congratulations, Salma.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, Maury Povich officially has the title of the hardest working man in entertainment because he has now taken an Instagram to recruit people for his show.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Chicago rapper Queen Key shared a DM sent from Maury's page that says, you know what? Tan, I heard you got a mean Maury impression. Can you run it?
Oh, you want my Petty Povich? Here we go. Hey, Queen Key. I saw the comment exchange between you and 600 Breezy. Wondering if you need my help with a free DNA test. Would you like to appear on my show? Let me know. Povich out.
Man, who would have known that Maury Povich was a 600 Breezy fan, huh? All right, so then she captioned at official Maury show, crazy, give me $1 million, we gone.
I like thinking about it like this, like, y'all know there's no way in the world Maury Povich is out here in these Instagram DM comment streets trying to dig up dirt between 600 Breezy and Queen Key, right? So it's like, I love that people think like maybe Maury is actually the person sending that DM, but you know, he's living that pina colada lifestyle just chilling on the beach.
Bump that. Does he have $1 million or not?
Yeah, but Lisa Ray, there's no way on God's green earth that Connie Chong is gonna let Maury spend $1 million on a rapper to find out if her baby daddy is the baby daddy, honey. They can take that money and do something more productive.
Well, if they get the bag, he can change his name to 1 Million Breezy, because that's an easy payday.
Okay. Easy, though. Easy Breezy.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success.
K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.